Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to listeners of Veteran Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program, the course program. MashaAllah, today is the 8th day of the month of Ramadan, corresponding to the 14th of June 2016. Alright, dear listeners, before we continue, a reminder that the lines are open. Give us a call on the number 011-854-1548. It's 011-854-1548. And we're waiting for Brother Salim, and we're waiting for the calls to come through, inshallah, so Salim can take down the details. 011-854-1548. And we'd like to, inshallah, get calls tonight from the KZN area, Mali Swahib Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana, just to remind the listeners that if you want to still secure your participation for the course, you can SMS or WhatsApp on Mufti Musadi's WhatsApp number 072-071-3684, or you can email him, that is ym@radioislam.co.za. This is to secure your participation, but daily also we will be choosing one random caller, wild card entry. That's what they said, Mawlana. Nakara. We'll be choosing one caller also, and then we have two callers that have registered or two participants.
What did you say? What is the word, Mali Swahib?
Wildcard entry.
Wildcard entry.
Hmm.
MashaAllah. Tell me after the program, what is a wildcard entry? Okay, my brother?
Gee, no problem. I'll explain to you in details.
Jazakallah. Yes, dear listeners, very high terminology being used by my friend, Marana Suhaib. High card terminology. What did you say? Red card. What was it again?
Wild.
Wildcard
entry.
Wildcard entry. Okay. Jazakumullah for that. All right. We have our three callers on the line. Like we said, inshallah, Ali Sahib, let's hope we get some callers from the KZN area tonight, inshallah. I think the last few days we had quite a bit of callers from the Johannesburg area. And last week we had some callers from the KZN area. Today, inshallah, hopefully some callers from the KZN area.
What's the reason, Mawlana Kara, why you want callers from KZN? Is there any hikmat and wisdom behind it?
I just love Durban, Ali Sahib. Love the beach.
Just because of that?
Gee. Alright, now mashallah, Radio Islam is also in Durban, our studios are there in operation, and mashallah, make dua for the success of the studios in Durban. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take Radio Islam from strength to strength, inshallah al-Aziz, and may Allah use us as one of the means of da'wah ilallah. Alright, we have our callers on the line, Brother Salim, and yes, Mali Swahib Sahib, mashallah, dressed very, very nicely today, very, very warm, and it was quite cold today, quite chilly for the last 3 days. And inshallah, we hope that it does start to warm up from tomorrow. Number to call again for the course. We're waiting for the participants to call through. Number to call, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. We were talking about the coal. And yes, the listeners talking about Cape Town. MashaAllah, there's some listeners out in the Cape area as well. Heavy rain is expected in Cape Town and other parts of the Western Cape from tonight, from Tuesday evening. And, you know, the rain is expected to last until tomorrow afternoon. And what the weather forecast says, Allahu A'lam, it's all in the hands of Allah, that as a result, flooding could be possible in some areas out there. But let's hope, inshallah, that, you know, we get some warmth tomorrow, inshallah, Aziz. Hopefully we should get some warmth tomorrow. All right, let's take it further. We have our participant for tonight's quiz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have Ollie on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Is the surname Jolly or Oli, my brother? They wrote it as J-O-L-L-Y.
No, just O-L-I.
Oh, O-L-I.
Yes.
Oh, Oli.
Yes.
All right, Oli, mashallah. You mind I call you Oli?
Yes, fine.
And your first name, my brother?
That's classified information.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's Oli, my brother. Where are you calling from, Oli?
Somewhere in KZN.
Oh, mashallah. Which part of KZN?
More inland.
Alright, I guess that is also classified, Mali Swahib. Okay, my brother. Oli is on the line. Line number one from the KZN area. Line number two, we have Sister Nasiha. Nasiha, assalamu
alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for your participation. Ben, where are you calling from?
From Newcastle.
Oh, mashallah, we were just saying we hope we get some callers from the KZN area. Mashallah, we have Sister Nasiha from the Newcastle area. Mashallah. First time you participating, Ben?
Yes.
All right, all the luck, inshallah. And third caller, third participant is Anonymous. Anonymous caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullah.
Jazakallah for your participation, Ben. Where are you calling from, may I ask?
Lanesia.
Are you from Lanesia?
Yes.
All right, mashallah. Two from the KZN area, one from the Gauteng area, mashallah. Let's go with the first question, Mali Swahib Sahib. Should we terminate? Should we start off?
Before starting, you want to terminate. what you call Malan, Newcastle, is it in KZN? I don't know my geography. I'm just asking which province is this from.
Abba, can you kindly explain to my co-host, Malana Swahib Lasanya, where is Newcastle? And which province does it fall?
It is in KZN.
Chimali Swahib, sir.
I'm just asking. Why are you fighting with me?
All right. It is in KZN, Jim. All right. Oli, my friend, KZN from the inland areas of the KZN area. Are you there, my brother?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what's your category, my friend?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya. We're going to go with that, okay, my brother? Two questions from the category. Here goes your first question. Isa alayhi salam would make a clay mold of a bird and then blow into it, and miraculously it would fly away. In the shape of what bird would he make the clay mold? One, owl. Two, eagle. Or three, bat.
Sorry, three?
One is owl, two eagle, three bat. B-A-T.
Okay. Eagle.
Eagle.
Was up, Mulana.
Okay, my brother. No, it's not an eagle, my friend. It's not an eagle. The correct answer is bat. Okay, Oli Saab?
Yes.
Okay, my brother. Jazakallah. Masiha. Okay, Mali Swaib Saab, would like to ask Nasiha the second question from the KZN area.
Which category?
Quran.
Quran. Your question also multiple choice questions, either one, two or three. The question is, what was the name of the calf of the Bani Israel? Number one, Harut. Number two, Tabut. Or number three, Bahmut.
Number one. A.
Number what one. Was A, sister?
Karun.
Karun.
Harut.
Harut.
Yes.
No, sister, it's not Haru. The answer is Bahmut. Okay?
Yes.
Alright, Jazakumullah. Participant number three from Lanesha. Apa, are you there?
Yes.
Alright, sister. What's your category?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam.
Yes.
Alright, sister. Here goes your question, sister. Not very, very difficult, but yes, here goes the question. Was Nabi Hizqeel alayhi salam was a successor of A. Idris alayhi salam, B. Ilyas alayhi salam, or C. Ishaq alayhi salam?
B.
B, mashallah, is the correct answer, sister. 1 point on the board for you, Ben. Jazakallah, well done. Wali Swahib Saab, mashallah, you got a lovely jacket. You look like you just came from, you look like an Eskimo that just came from the Antarctica this afternoon, my brother. Lovely jacket. Where you got it from?
Gee, this afternoon after I came from Zohar Namaz from Nurul Islam, an uncle, he felt my jacket and he told me, are you wearing a godru or something? This is not a jacket.
It's more like a godru, gee. Lovely jacket, Mani Sahib Saab. Oli Saab, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, my brother, here goes your second question. Okay, it's a true or false, simple question, my brother. It's true or false, besides the Jews, no other nation killed a Nabi?
False.
That's why he never wanted to tell us where he comes from and which area he comes from. Oli Saab, the answer is true, my brother. Okay?
Yeah.
Sorry for that.
Jesus, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, second question also from Quran. The question is, there's no multiple choice question, so you just need to give us the answer. The question is, which Nabi's story is mentioned in the Quran, most in the Quran? Was it Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam or Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam?
Hazrat Musa
alayhi salam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu is indeed the correct answer, mashallah, sister. Well done. 1 point for you, okay, Ben?
Yeah.
Alright. Very fairly balanced, mashallah. Sister from Lanesha, here goes your question, Ben. Sister?
Yes.
Okay. How many times did Fir'aun command that the male offspring of the Banu Israel be killed? Once, twice, or thrice?
Twice.
Mashallah. Excellent, sister. Excellent. Very, very well done. 2 out of 2, sister. All right.
Yes.
Line number one. Oli Saab.
Yes, yes.
Okay, my brother. General question here. Okay, my brother.
Yes.
Okay, here goes your question. It's about Jan van Riebeek. Jan van Riebeek loves sports. In which sport did he participate? 1. Soccer. 2. Cricket. 3. Hopscotch.
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 Yes.
Yes, Jan van Riebeek was a good hopscotch person. No, my brother, I don't know what he loved, but he never played soccer. I thought so. But he played maybe sometimes hopscotch. Do you play hopscotch? Did you ever play hopscotch?
No.
Okay. Okay, my brother.
What sport is that, Manakar?
I'll tell you later when he shapes up. First, we'll have to take your Godre jacket off. My friend, Oli Saab, what's your category?
General knowledge.
General knowledge. Okay, here goes your question, my brother. It's not about Jan van Riebeeck. It's about Pakistan. Here goes your question. Who was the first Governor General of Pakistan?
Muhammad Ali Jinnah.
MashaAllah. 1 point for you, my brother. Excellent, mashallah. Muhammad Ali Jinnah was indeed the first Governor General of Pakistan. Well done, my brother.
I bet you didn't know that answer.
That's when we knew, Malik Swaib Saab. Gee. Newcastle, sister.
Jim.
Which category?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Okay, your question is also multiple choice this time. At some stage, the Bani Israel requested the Nabi to appoint a king over them. Is this Nabi's name Shamuel, number 2, Hizqil, or number 3, Luqman?
Number 2 is Hizqil,
sister. No, that is not the correct answer. The first answer is correct, Shamuel. Okay, Ben.
Yes.
All right. Sister from Lens, are you there, Ben?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Okay. What category, Ben?
Quran,
mashallah. All right, here goes your question, sister. What is the name of the two angels referred to in the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam in Surah Baqarah?
Harut and Marut.
The clock didn't even start, man.
The clock didn't even start, and mashallah, she said the answers correctly. Harut and Marut. 3 out of 3, mashallah. Excellent, sister.
Finished now.
No, Ali Saab, it's not finished, my brother. I can hear you saying in the back and on the phone it's finished. Not finished. Still a long way from being finished, Ali Saab. Can we ask you the next question?
Yeah.
Not you, sister. My friend, Oli.
Yes.
Okay, my brother. Are you ready, Oli?
Good.
What category again?
General knowledge.
General knowledge, my brother. Let's talk about something very interesting. Here goes your question. Which desert is larger? Not desert, desert. Which desert is larger? Great Basin Desert or the Arabian Desert?
Sorry?
Which is greater, Great Basin Desert or the Arabian Desert?
Arabian Desert.
MashaAllah. 2 points to my friend, Oli Saab, from the inland areas of KZN.
Sister Nasir, are you ready?
Yes.
Which category? Stories of the Anbiya?
Yes.
Okay, your question is, the youth who accompanied Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on his journey eventually became a Nabi. What was his name?
Yusha bin Nun.
MashaAllah. Excellent, sister. 1-2 points your way. Jazakallah, Ben. Well done. Anonymous sister from, so we have, mashallah, my friend from KZN, 2 points, Oli Saab. Newcastle sister, she's got 2 points, Oli Swaib, and sister from Lens got 3 points.
Your match is good.
Excellent, Jazakumullah. Ben from Lanesia, are you there?
Yeah.
What's your category, Ben?
Quran,
here goes your question. Which surah in the Quran Kareem is known as Suratun Ni'am, the surah of bounties? 1. Suratun Nahal, 2. Suratul Rahman.
Suratul Rahman.
I just knew you're going to say Suratul Rahman. Suratul Rahman is the incorrect answer, sister. It's Suratul Nahal.
Okay.
Alright, sister.
Okay.
Alright, Jazakumullah. So, Mali Swaib, 4 questions posed, and sister from Lens is still leading. Let's go for our last round. Am I correct?
Gee, that is correct.
You still have a chance, my brother, Oli.
Yes.
Okay, my brother. What category? Islamic history, Quran, or politics?
Islamic history.
Okay, my brother, here goes your question. Is Taiba another name of Makkah Mukarrama, Medina, or Taif? Is Taiba another name of Makkah, Medina, or Taif?
Medina.
Time was up, Mulana.
I couldn't hear it.
Gee, you should have mentioned before the clock. That's why we have 7 seconds only.
Ali Saab? I feel your pain, my brother. I want to cry with you. No, it's now, it's 70 seconds gone already, my brother. It's not going to help now. Mulis waves up. So it's no point to my friend.
Unfortunately, no, time was up, Mulana.
Okay. Mulis wave is Amir. And we go with his decision.
We are allowed to repeat the question provided it will, the clock will
it's start. It's going
to
be in the 7 seconds, G.
The clock will tick. We only ask once.
Okay, my brother.
Okay.
What is that?
If
I'm
the
so
line
sorry.
Is not clear, then they can tell us before time.
Before the clock ticks. Okay, what is up?
Okay.
No hard feelings, my brother. But just stay on the line.
Fine.
Okay. Sister Newcastle, what is right?
G, which category? Islamic history, general knowledge or politics? Last question.
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Okay, your question. It's also multiple choice question, so you need to tell us either 1, 2, or 3. The question is, the land on which the Masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was built originally belonged to two brothers by the names of Hassan and Hussein. That was number 1. Number 2, Sahal and Suhail. Number 3 is Amr and Umair. What's the correct answer?
Number 2, Sahal and Suhail.
Mashallah, sister, mashallah. Excellent. Okay, so we got 3. Moli Sahib Saab, let's see. Even Oli Saab. Okay, anyway. So, sister from Newcastle has got 3 points.
Gee.
Okay. Sister from Lanesha, are you there, Ben?
Gee.
If you answer this one correctly, you're the winner for tonight. 1,000 rands coming up your way, Ben.
Gee.
All right.
If not, sudden death.
If not, then we have a sudden death question.
Gee.
All right.
Gee.
Okay. Here goes your question, Ben.
Which category?
Which category?
Islamic history.
Okay, here goes the question. For how long did Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu serve as Khalifa? 3 months, 6 months, or 10 months?
6 months.
And how many days, Ben? You gotta be precise, sister. You gotta be exact.
And, 180 days.
Okay, we'll give it to you, sister. MashaAllah, the answer is 6 months, sister. So you are the winner, Mali Sahib, am I correct? She's got anonymous sister from land. She's got 1, 2, 3, 4 points.
Just one incorrect.
One incorrect, sister. The one question from Quran Karim category. You got that one incorrect. But the other ones, MashaAllah, you got all correct, sister. MashaAllah, you are the winner.
Jazakallah,
Ben. All the luck, and you qualify for the weekly finals.
Jazakallah.
Amin, inshallah. Okay, and 1,000 rands coming up your way as well.
Please stay on the line and give your details to our engineer, because Maulana Shiri didn't give her name. She says Maulana Kara doesn't know what's anonymous. So now she can give the name to our engineer, inshallah.
Okay, sister, just hold the line, and Brother Salim will take down your details. Okay, sister?
Yeah.
Alright, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Oli Saab, are you there?
Yes,
okay, my brother. Sorry, even if you answered the last one correctly, you would have just got 3 points. Not enough, my brother, not enough.
Okay.
Okay. Take care, Oli Saab. Yes. All the best for the month of Ramadan, but call us back, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah.
We look forward to talking to you again, okay, my brother?
Okay.
Make special dua for all of us.
All.
You want to tell me which area in KZN you come from, or is it still classified information?
Still classified.
You're working for the FBI, my brother. You're talking like the FBI now. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ali Saab. Okay. Sister from Newcastle, are you there, Ben?
Yes.
MashaAllah, sister, you've done very, very well. I must say, you got 3 out of 5. Right, sister, you've done very well, MashaAllah.
On another day, she could have been a winner.
Which day, Malisha?
When the participants weren't so good then.
Oh, okay. Sister, 3 out of 5, mashallah. Jazakallah for participation, and you can call us back again, sister.
Okay,
Jazakallah. Jazakallah, alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum
salam. Ali
Sahib. Gee, Maulana Kara, what our listeners can expect next up, inshallah, we are going to be playing our repeat drama stories, 221B Baker Street. And thereafter, the documentary Global Village, and then inshallah, we will be crossing over, or rather, we'll be playing last night's repeat, Tarawih Salah from Saudi Arabia. Tonight will be Makkatul Mukarramah. Then you will have Random Acts of Kindness, and thereafter, at around 9 p.m, we will be crossing over to Bosmont, and we'll be listening to Mufti Ismail Meng's Tarawih. And after Tarawih, Mulana. Once again, we play the drama stories, repeat, 221B Baker Street. And then, inshallah, I'll be coming in from 10 p.m. with Mufti Siraj Desai Sahab Damat Barakatuhum. It's our weekly Fiqh Q&A program. So if you have any questions, be it Ramadan or non-Ramadan related questions, you can SMS or WhatsApp on 076-786-2984. And the lines will also be open. You can call and ask your questions directly to Mufti Siraj Desai Sahab Damat Barakatuhum. That will be at 10 p.m. inshallah, Mulana Kara.
For all the information. Today, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. Much coming up, inshallah, as each during the course of the night on Radio Islam International. 24 hours live. Yes, that is Radio Islam in the month of Ramadan. May Allah accept. Back to Brother Salim.